As the government moves to revolutionize Jamaica's energy sector, the country's largest private-owned renewable energy project, the BMR Wind Farm, was commissioned into service on August 11. The 36.3-megawatt wind-generating facility is expected to reduce Jamaica's reliance on fossil fuels by about 5 million barrels of oil, or half a billion U.S. dollars, over the 20-year life of the plant. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the commissioning is a significant milestone in government's thrust to lower the cost of electricity for Jamaicans.
This is truly a historic undertaking and holds tremendous possibilities for all of us. I must commend the investors and many stakeholders who have worked assiduously to make this venture a reality.
The BMR project at windswept Potsdam, close to Monroe College in Malvern, St. Elizabeth, was constructed at a cost of $89 million U.S. dollars with support from the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, OPIC, and the International Finance Corporation, IFC. Their total investment includes an 18-kilometer transmission line and an expansion of the Spurtree substation. Minister Wheatley says this is a wise investment.
It is projects like BMR that continue to establish Jamaica as a clear renewables market leader within the Caribbean. These are the types of partnership that will build a stronger Jamaica.
BMR has signed a 20-year agreement to sell power generated at the wind farm to the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS. With the facility now in operation, 36 megawatts will be supplied to the national grid at a cost of $12.09 per kilowatt hour. President and CEO of JPS, Kelly Tomlin, is lauding the partnership with BMR in the quest for an energy revolution in Jamaica.
We know that energy forms the foundation of prosperity, it forms the foundation for health, and it's very important. So we knew that JPS couldn't do it alone. We couldn't fulfill our mission of finding a solution for every Jamaican, and that's the reason I'm so glad to stand here with BMR.
Ms. Tomlin says BMR shares the vision and values of the JPS.
The vision that we can have a new chapter of energy where we balance affordability, security, and sustainability. I'm happy to say this project checks that box. It's under 13 cents a kilowatt hour. It's cheap.
And President of BMR Energy, Bruce Levy, says the company is looking to work with the Ministry of Energy, JPS, and the Office of Utilities Regulation to make additional investments in renewable energy in Jamaica. Mr. Levy says plans include expansion of the wind farm, which now generates electricity using 11 Vesta model wind turbines.
We have room to add 3 additional turbines, and we hope to do that soon. We also have other sites throughout the area for additional wind and solar installations. So we think Jamaica is a great place to invest, and we hope to do more.
With the government's plan to have 30% of renewables in the country's energy mix by the year 2030, Dr. Wheatley says other renewable energy projects are to come on stream. These include a solar energy plant to be constructed in Negril, Westmoreland, by Eight Rivers Energy Company. The project will supply 33 megawatts of solar energy to the grid at $8.54 per kilowatt hour.
That is the lowest anywhere in the region as relates to the cost of our energy. This represents $50 million of investment. So we are seeing that the environment in our country is conducive to attracting investment, and that is part of our thrust towards prosperity.
Construction of the solar energy plant is slated to start later this year with supply to the national grid beginning in 2018.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, we're next.
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers 2 additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HireTrust NTA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Program, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 9679020 or 9677802 or email CAP at moey.gov.jm.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.